I just had one quick question. Hopefully I'm not taking up a lot of your time. It's about the Abortion Survivors Protection Act of 2019. And I believe Ann Wagner is the representative who has put it forward. And it's mainly about saving babies who have survived botched abortions. And I just want to know, do you think those babies deserve the care? And why haven't you signed that petition that's going around?
The most important thing for saving babies and for saving the health of women, and for saving women, is to make sure that they have appropriate care. And that's why I trust the doctors in that decision. And that's why I think that we have to make sure that we provide the services necessary so that we aren't, that we are putting women in incredibly dangerous situations by not allowing them to make those decisions between their medical provider, their family, their faith. That's all so important for making those incredibly hard decisions. So thank you for that question.
But I do believe that there needs to be some protections there, especially because reproductive health care, you know, it's after the abortion's already happened. It's not, the decision's already been made by the woman. So there's 44 cases that happened last year. If that baby survives an abortion, don't you think it deserves the same standard of medical care any other baby?
That already exists. If a child is born, they have the right to care. That exists.
Well, in Albuquerque, there was a case that showed that this baby, it was at Southwestern Women's Options, that it did survive an abortion, and it was left to die on the table there. And it didn't get that standard of care that we need to have.
The law already exists to protect them. The law already exists to protect them. So I deeply appreciate your advocacy on this issue, and I think we are in more agreement than we realize. We care about reducing the need for abortions. We care about making sure that every child born gets care that they need. And that's something we can do together.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, that bill, it's already been signed by Democrats and Republicans. We have Dan Lipinski and Representative Collins that have both signed the discharge petition. And I think it's a big issue, especially in the 2nd District. There are a lot of folks that they want their representatives to have values that reflect theirs. And I don't think this is an unreasonable request, especially since it's a baby that has already been unsuccessfully aborted, and it is alive.
The legal protections exist. So thank you so much for that concern. Do you have any other concerns that you